We disliked it, of course, and we hated losing. But it was a new team in New York in 1962. Our fans were absolutely terrific, and Casey, you maybe heard me say this or read that I've said this before, but Casey was terrific with attracting the fans to the ballpark. And I've learned, I served in a lot of different capacities since baseball, where I was heading up organizations and things. And it's so important to take care of your customers. And Casey knew that the vehicle to the customers were the papers at that time. And I think there were 12 or 14 papers in New York at that time. And Casey would call people into his office after every game, they called the writers in, and give them, get them something to drink, and then get them, he'd tell them stories. He talked about little about the game, but he'd talk more about, the overall concept of the new Mets. And he made the writer's job easier because they had to fill 12 inches the next day, in a paper. And they had something, had to have something to write about, and it had to get pretty boring to write about losses all the time. But I gave Casey a lot of credit for that, the success of the 62 Mets and the success of the beginning of a Mets franchise again.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is when you look at the roster, the names that jump out, and so many guys that had so much success in their careers early on. Do you remember any of the conversations with some of the veteran guys, whether that was Gil or Richie, just about, or yourself with some of the younger players about handling such a difficult season and building on success that you did take from it?
Well, I didn't remember many conversations about it, but I thought about it much later. Because and maybe you've read somewhere that I wrote an op-ed piece for the LA Times back in when the Tigers were losing so many games back in 2003, I think. And the thing I really related was that a loss is not a defeat unless you stop trying. And the great thing about baseball, it's a new game every day. And I really felt that the players on the team believed that. And I thought most of the guys, of course we knew how many we'd lost, but most of the guys were looking forward to tomorrow.
Do you remember that first win? Do you remember the reaction from folks?
Well, the first win was in Pittsburgh, and there wasn't any reaction from people, really. We were out of town. We had to, and after the game, I actually saved the ball after the last out, and I gave it back to the Mets in, I think, 1967 or something like that. And it's in Citi Field now, displayed.